No way to be fixed. Says it's the best raised girl that we've ever seen in life.
Yes, ma'am.
And I said, well, I thank you for saying it. I said, I tried to raise them up. She said, well, you sure made a good, you made a job of raising them. But you know, I think the country had a lot to do with that. Mm-hmm. They was out on the farm following their daddy. They know they would fly ahead. They never worked in the field, very little. In their life, but they followed the daddy, and they know every fly I had, and they would come up there and ask them anything they wanted to know about a tool of any kind. They knowed exactly where it was at and where to go get it. Mm-hmm. When they little big things, they know right where to go get it.
Yeah.
They just knowed everything he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And but they couldn't pick a bowl of cotton or rain save a life, and never did pick none.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I kept them in school all their life.
Yes, ma'am.
I was determined for them to have the education if they had nothing else. And now they did chop a little cotton around there with me. I happened to go out there. I wanted them to do something. Mm-hmm. I've been young as working.
Yes, ma'am.
They did chop a little cotton around there. The daddy would give them a cotton patch, and I'd go out there with them and help them chop it. But they never chopped enough to hardly learn how.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all we ever worked in the field in life.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they'll stick to any job in the world they hit.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You don't find too many people like that now.
Mm-mm. You sure don't. And that girl's married, and her husband dead. I feel so sorry for her. Her husband's been dead 6 years.
What was the matter with
her? Had a heart attack.
Mm.
Him right young man. He just died just before you could say quit, like that.
Was he in his 40s, or?
Yeah, he just was in his 40s.
Mm.
And she woke up, and she heard something falling, and it was just about daylight, about 6 o'clock. And she heard something falling, and she reached for him, and she missed him. And she knew it had to be him, and she come to hollering for him. And run, jumping too, and found him on the floor, and he was dead.
Mm.
And she knowed that's what she heard fall, you know, was him.
Yep.
He had got up and fell dead.
Mm. What kind of business was he in?
He's working his shipyard at Pascua.
Mm.
He's a welder.
You already knew anything about his job that had anything to do with it?
No, he hadn't worked in a good while. He'd been sick.
Mm.
No, unless that welding put him in the shape he's in, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What was his name?
Mm-hmm. J.W. I tell you, that morning I got up at 3 o'clock. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. And he was on my mind all night long. I don't know why. I just couldn't sleep. All the day before I was thinking about him. I knew he was not feeling well, but didn't know he was in that shape, you know.
Yes,
and I told one of my neighbors about him. She said, you just quit worrying about him. Buddy's all right. We always called him Buddy, you know. I
yes.
thought so much of him.
Mm.
And said, you quit worrying about him. I said, well, I've been wanting to call him all day. You quit calling him down there. You worry him to death. And the next morning I got up at 3 o'clock and I said, well, I just got the call down there. I can't wait. And at 6 o'clock, I called just as he fell dead.
Mm. That's strange.
Mm-hmm. At 6 o'clock. And his daughter said, man, I can't talk right now. I can't talk right now. And I know then there's something bad wrong. Said, we'll call you back. And she just hung up.
Mm.
And I just called my other daughter at Greenwood, and I said, Buddy is dying. They says, how you know? And I told her what happened. I says, I've called and they couldn't talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she called